You are listening to the Telehealth 20 podcast, where Rob Vining, a physical therapist and technology entrepreneur, guides you through the never mind. Oh, yeah, okay, look. I'm just a physical therapist, but I'm also excited about technology and the use of telehealth. You might be saying, what is that?
What is that?
Telehealth uses technology to connect ourselves to patients who need our expertise and our knowledge. And if we do this right the first time, we can change the industry of healthcare into something more efficient, convenient, and accessible to everyone around the world. Thanks for listening and on to the show.
So this has been an interesting week, huh? Whew. It's insane. Pretty much everything telehealth physical therapy related is blown up. If you're looking at Google Trends, if you're looking at anything that has to deal with telehealth, services that are normally pretty stable, like Zoom, I heard their cloud recording is even slowing down a bit to where instead of 30 minutes for turnaround of cloud recording being uploaded and available, it's 36 hours. It's not just the medical system that is going digital and virtual for meetings and everything. It's the whole population. So this is nothing new, and the popularity that has suddenly come about for telehealth physical therapy, like in the last week or so, it was expected for some of us, and for some of us, it's something where it was just thrust upon you. So I've taken it upon myself to let everything be available for free that we have on telehealthpt.com. If you look inside the group, you'll find coupon codes there. If you go to telehealthpt.com and you actually scroll down, you'll see the everything you need package, and you go to that, you can use the code. I think we're up to like everything 8 right now. So we started with just everything. That was the coupon code that would get you it for free. Everything. What did I say? We're on 8. Sorry. I've literally not slept much. As you can see with my eyes, I look like half stoned right now. I'm just tired, but I'm still going. And so the coupon code for that is everything. I think we're up to 8, and this is as of March 18th. So it's about 12:27 in the morning here. I've still got plenty of time to stay up. Everything 8, everything 9, everything 10, everything 11, and so on. Okay, use those codes to get that information. We are trying to keep physical therapy clinics open. The telehealth physical therapy providers group has grown by about 2,000 people in about 5 days. That's insane. That's like well over 50% of our group size in growth in 5 days. So we've had a flood of questions, lots of commentary, lots of people trying to figure out if telehealth is reimbursed via insurance, if it's not. The CMS came out today and said there's certain codes you can use for like little e-visits that aren't real evaluations or treatments. So all the water is getting a little muddied. They also came out and said you can use systems like Skype and FaceTime if you need to, and they're going to cut off any sort of HIPAA violations for electronic means because of this type of scenario that's happening right now. There's lots of different things happening, lots of moving pieces and just things I've never seen before. But I know that our community of physical therapists and especially our listeners and our people who have been inside that telehealth physical therapy providers group and those who have been in the telehealth PT space, everybody who's been interested in this has been pushing forward and trying to help each other. That is the great thing about it. I know in the last 72 hours, we had a ton of confusion and just flooding of information, and it's starting to calm down. Those waves are starting to become less choppy and more consistent to where we can kind of have an idea of where they're going to come up. Like Trump again mentioned something about telehealth, and we had another whole flood of questions. We were able to field those. Kind of do some pruning of questions so we didn't just have a repeat of the exact same question. And it's been interesting to say the least. So this episode, I am going to replay, or not replay, but I'm going to broadcast the PT on Ice daily show that I did 2 days ago. So it was Monday. So yeah, about 2 days ago. And on this, I kind of did a state of the union of telehealth physical therapy. And I really tried to dig in just a small 30-minute span. I tried to dig in on specifics and what you need to get going. And also, you know, a little bit of encouragement for people that are really going through a tough time right now. There's no way that physical therapy clinics across the US right now are not worried. I know that clinics are worried because I'm seeing those comments come in all the time saying, you know, we're trying to get telehealth going because we don't know how the hell we're going to make it in the next week or two. So when you're trying to keep the lights on of your physical therapy brick and mortar clinic, there has to be people to answer the call, not necessarily just for looking at particularly like the CMS and Medicare payments, those sort of things. Government takes a while to change things. I am amazed that they have made the changes they have within the last week to be more flexible for the medical system and medical professionals to get paid in order to reach out and actually communicate and help patients. I am super amazed. So the thing that I'm happy with is that there are resources like the ones that we've created. The APTA itself has been more clear, which is huge because I want them to be as clear as possible. They cannot screw around and literally say, well, we did this in the past. No, you need to do the most current up-to-date information because PT clinics are living and dying by this information. So please push and suggest and call your senators, your congressmen and women, and let them know that telehealth reimbursement for physical therapy is not off the table. It needs to be one of the main priorities. Because if physical therapy does not get this, and this extends through, you know, the next month or two, we are going to see a wake of physical therapy clinics closing down. I don't want to see that. We're already having burnout issues. We're already having all kinds of things going in our profession. If we don't get reimbursement for telehealth physical therapy right now, we are screwed. So push your congressmen, push your congresswomen, push your senators, push the APTA, push everybody in power that has the potential to actually get out there and do something. I've done my part. I did my advocacy this last summer. I did it as well as I could. We did a bang up job. We got the Connect for Health Act with a couple little caveats that have the potential to let physical therapy get paid and reimbursed for Medicare services. We can't do any more than we did on that. But there has to be a time now where everybody does it again and pushes. And I'm just one voice. But I can call out and tell everybody, look, now is the time to actually have a coordinated call to your senators, your congresspeople, your positions of power, your state chapters of the Physical Therapy Association. Get on their ass about pushing for telehealth coverage. This is a do or die, and I'm not making this up. If there is not reimbursement, we are going to see a trail of dead clinics like we've never seen across the United States in the next few months. And that is not blowing smoke. If you have any idea what I'm talking about, and you're one of those clinics, it's like, yeah, please listen to this. I want this episode to give you hope. I want it to be actionable as hell so that you can actually use this information, download it, find the information on telehealth PT to get even more information to help you get going, and then use it and get out there. And also, if you need help, hop in the telehealth physical therapy providers group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/telehealthPTs, plural, PTS at the end. Okay. Or just hop on Facebook and look up telehealth physical therapy and you'll find our group. I think we've got like 6,500 people now. So jump in, come find us and just calm down and breathe a little bit. Okay. It's going to be fine. We just all have to work together and we have to listen to each other. And we don't need to fall for people that are trying to just pull us in a direction to get more money or more power. I've seen a lot of that lately too. So if you're one of those people or you see one of those people, tell them to shut the hell up and get out of the way. We got work to do. Now, without any further ado, here's the episode. All right. Let's see if we've got this going. We do. Okay. Welcome to the PT on Ice Daily Show. I'm Rob Bining, lead faculty for the telehealth division of ICE and currently teaching telehealth, building your digital practice. And happy Monday to everybody. Technically, it's Monday, right? And today we're going to have kind of a state of the union for telehealth physical therapy, like it says in the title there, right? Forgive me, please, for having about the fourth cup of coffee this morning. I haven't slept too much in the last 4 or 5 days. Everything has been quite interesting and crazy. And I have a lot of people that have been asking me, isn't this great for you? And it's like, no, I didn't want to be here. This was something that I hoped the profession would have taken up, you know, years ago. But here we are, right? So let's talk about it. This is the thing that is the best thing about the Institute of Clinical Excellence is you deal with where you are and you absolutely make the best of it. You don't make excuses. You learn from your mistakes and you grow. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to talk about telehealth. We're going to talk about where we are, how we can progress this. And the first thing that I want to mention is with, you know, I guess it was the 13th, there was that announcement that President Trump made about telehealth. And that really opened up the floodgates, and not in a good way, because everyone was just coming in going, okay, how do I learn this? I'm billing Medicare. And I was like, whoa, hold the phone there, chief. Still not possible. So let's clarify that really quick. The thing that prohibits us from doing that still is that there is a list of qualified providers for being reimbursed for telehealth, and physical therapists are not on that list of qualified providers. Now, I know that specifically because I was working with the APTA's congressional liaison last summer in 2019, and we were just pitching it and putting it out there, talking to congressional aides, senatorial aides, trying to convince them to get us in that list of qualified providers. That still hasn't happened. There's little pieces that might give us some leeway to charge and bill Medicare in the Connect for Health Act that has bipartisan effort in the House and the Senate right now, still hasn't passed. But as far as we know, there is nothing on the books that will allow physical therapists to be reimbursed for telehealth through Medicare. Now, let's also talk about, because this spills right into other clinics saying, look, I've lost half my caseload, if not more. I know this coming week is going to be a train wreck. How do I get reimbursed? Sad part is right now, it takes a lot of legwork. There's a thing called parity states. If you want to search Google for parity, P-A-R-I-T-Y, and then type in parity telehealth or parity telemedicine, you'll find some pretty good information from the ATA, the American Telemedicine Association. It'll give you an entire map that will show you which states are parity states and which are not. But here's the downer on that. Even though parity states usually pass laws saying that you have to get reimbursed for the same amount that you would be reimbursed for an in-clinic visit, for a telehealth visit, a lot of times those parity states for those private insurances, you have to jump through a lot of hoops, you know, find where to dot the I's and cross the T's. You have to call those private insurances and make sure that they are going to pay you, because a lot of times it's either less than you would expect, which doesn't really make it necessarily a beneficial reimbursement. And at the same time, you might find some insurances in your state specifically that will pay you full, and that'd be great, but you got to do the legwork. The big thing that I tell everybody is to have a big old notebook ready to go, right? And then with that notebook, you're going to write down private insurance company number one, and you're going to call them and you're going to say, I know we're in a parity state, if you're in a parity state. I know you need to reimburse for telehealth, for physical therapy. Let me know how to do it. And the first thing they're probably going to tell you is, we don't reimburse. And then you got to say, yes, you do. We're in a parity state. And then you got to kind of dig in from there. If you get somebody that's truly helpful and they can help kind of guide you in the ways to get reimbursement, that's not where it ends. What I suggest to people is to hang up, call the next day, get somebody new, see if you get the same answer. If you get the same answer, great. Now you got, at least you're kind of toeing up to the starting line, right? When you get to that point, now you can find a great case to where the person is not, they're not technophobic. They actually are okay with doing a telehealth visit. Maybe you've seen them before in person and it might be, you know, one of their final visits, and you can set that up. They've got that insurance that you want to test. You do the visit. You charged, you know, Therex, therapeutic activity, neuromuscular rehab. Do not ever through telehealth charge manual therapy. That's the number one thing that's going to get you flagged. Then with that, you charge and you see if you get reimbursement, right? If you do, great, huge bonus. And you can keep trying that with that specific individual private payer. Now, the other ones, that does not mean across the board, they're all going to reimburse just like that first private payer. So you got to go back to your notebook and do it for the next one and the next one and the next one. Okay. That's the best way that is going to get you the results you want to get reimbursed. You can't just think that, oh, President Trump said, you know, telehealth, take across the state line rules, take those out of the way. We'll get reimbursed. Don't do that. You're going to get yourself in a heap of trouble. And right now is the last thing you want is something that's just going to, you know, make a bird's nest of it. Just don't do it. The next thing that we're seeing is a lot of requests for information on how do I do this? Where do I start? And ourselves at ICE, this course that we're starting on March 23rd is completely full. We booked it out 2 weeks in advance. The one for May 25th for telehealth, building your digital practice, that sucker's going like crazy too. I don't really expect that to be available maybe the next week or so. The way things are going and the craziness, people are stuffing anything that it's almost like telehealth is the new toilet paper, right? People can't get enough of it. And that's a crazy thing to say, but right now it is honest to God's truth. The thing that we are doing to answer the call with this is if you go to telehealthpt.com, you're going to see something sitting there called the everything. What is it? The everything you need package, right? That is going to be everything that is usually for sale on telehealthpt.com. When you go there, you can use that and it's going to lay out for you like five steps to go ahead and go through and different libraries to follow to get yourself started and caught up to speed so that you can start using telehealth and working with patients. Now, the thing, it says $99 right there, but please, please, please listen to me. You can get all of that stuff for free. You type in the code everything. I think we're up to everything three. So you use the code everything three. If that doesn't work, use everything four, everything five, everything six, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to keep that going so that we can get this information out because there's only so much of me and only so many slots in the telehealth building your practice space. And we're answering the call. So please go to telehealthpt.com, get that free info, and that'll give you a leg up so that you have some sort of place to start. And at the same time, you're going to see the telehealth PT library. That's the other thing that we've heard is a lot of people say, come on, telehealth physical therapy. I know I need to do it. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm talking to you. What do I do with that? And we just say, look at some of these visits in the telehealth PT library. There's over 320. Search something you're interested in, back pain, and watch a full visit, right? At least to get an idea and a concept of how that works. I've been doing telehealth for well over 15 years now. And it's literally every time in the class when I have people practice doing a telehealth visit or actually doing a real live visit, at the end, the patient is always happy and the therapist finds a couple of things that they could work on. But overall, everybody's happy. The therapists are usually like, it was kind of tough not to use my hands, but then I found some workarounds. Really had to use some really good analogies and teaching skills, and it worked. So this is something that can be done, right? We just need to actually look at the people who are doing this and not just simply talking about it and talking about, you know, protection of privacy. We all know that. We all know to protect the patient's privacy. That's like number one thing, right? Physical therapists are so risk adverse. We're the best at knowing red flags and keeping patient information private, right? So we're there. We need to know the how, the functional implementation. So that's what we're doing at telehealthpt.com that you can get all that info at. Like I said, use those everything one, everything two, everything three, et cetera. Use those codes to get everything for free and share it to any of your colleagues, all right? Because this is a time where it's not about making money. This is a time to where we're trying to keep clinics afloat and we're trying to educate other professionals on how to do this, to keep in contact with your patients so that you have those patients that might be, I mean, this is the worst case scenario right now, is you've got a patient that, chronic pain patient, back pain for years, right? You're 4 visits in. You have seen them connect the dots. You're seeing light bulbs go off. You're seeing them do things that they haven't done in forever. And you know, you have one of those sessions where you end in and they feel okay and they give you a hug and you know, they basically tell you that you are saving their life. You're turning their life around to where the world opens up for them now. You know, this is visit 4. You're feeling great. You're 2 weeks in. And all of a sudden, all of this comes about. And now, you know, everybody's not going to the clinic and clinics are closing and clinics are kind of sitting there going, my hands are tied. You know, what do I do? And you have this specific patient example where the patient literally needs you to still hold their hand. They're learning to swim. They know that they can swim for a short distance. You know, you're in the pool, you're 4 feet away from the ledge. You can doggy paddle and get there and hold on. But you can't get thrown out in the middle of the ocean and expect to swim at that point in time. There's still some work to go. There's still some work to be done, right? So the thing that can help this is having some sort of live digital interaction. Now, I'm going to kind of give you a little summary of what you need, the bare bones essentials to get going with this. Now, the first things first, you have got to be compliant with your state. So there is, I believe it's North Dakota. I could be wrong, and it could be South Dakota instead of North Dakota. One of the Dakotas, please look this up. One of the Dakotas, Missouri, and Texas. Those are the states that specifically say for any healthcare professional in general, when you're using telemedicine or telehealth, you have to have a HIPAA-compliant platform. Okay. Now, other states don't have any of those laws written in. That does not mean that you don't have to protect the patient's privacy. You absolutely have to protect the patient's privacy. But the thing that you're going to be looking for with that HIPAA compliance is you're going to need software that presents to you and provides you with a BAA. That's a business associates amendment or a business associates agreement. Now, what that says is, long and short of it, it gives them the responsibility to protect the information and keep things private. And they're just signing basically a waiver for you and sending it to you saying, yep, we've got this part of it. You do your thing. We're going to do our thing, right? That's the short summary of it. Patients will be able to see you over live video, just like I'm doing now with certain people that are going to be on this Facebook Live at the same time that I'm presenting. Okay. And that live video platform can be the top ones. If you think of something, it's pretty pricey, but the thing I'm using right now is Zoom. So zoom.us or zoom.com. I think they actually bought the .com. They're a huge publicly traded company. I'm guessing their stock is probably doing really well right now. And they have a HIPAA compliant version of a live video platform that is going to run you around $200 a month. Don't run away. Please listen to me. There's other software. Okay. So HIPAA-compliant software. You've got Zoom, super expensive, really good, but super expensive. The next layer down, you have other software platforms like Doxy.me. So that platform in itself is $35 a month. It's very similar, gives you some added bonus features, gives you a little waiting room, gives you the capability to actually accept copays during the visit if you want. It's pretty good. This is one of the things that I teach in the Telehealth Building Your Digital Practice course. I have a whole hour-long section where we talk about Zoom, okay? About Zoom, and we also talk about Doxy. Doxy.me is $35 a month. Lots cheaper, easier to digest for a lot of clinics right now. The absolute last thing clinics want are another expense on something brand new, right? It's just, you know, it's the leather seat covers on top of a new car with leather seats. It's like, why? Do I want that? I don't know. But right now you need something. And if you need something that is HIPAA compliant, I suggest for that second tier level, it's not going to mess up your quality, Doxy.me. It's going to be that cheaper version, but it's pretty stable and I like it a lot. Let's just stick with those two. Okay. Now for other things that you need to know about, Don't necessarily. I wouldn't use Skype. I wouldn't use FaceTime. I wouldn't use things that aren't secure. For an example, Zoom has been used in other states outside of those ones that I listed. And you can use that, especially if you have it encrypted. Like right now, I have it encrypted on Zoom. It's my $15 a month plan that I use. And it's an SSL, basically end-to-end encryption, to where it takes all the data, packages it up nicely, and sends it over to somebody else with a lock and a key. And when the other person gets it, they unlock it, the data's there, and they see me in real time. It sounds more complicated, but it's really not, right? So that's that version of Zoom. For those that don't necessarily live in one of those states that require a HIPAA-compliant piece of software. But like I said, everybody that's looking to bill insurance, everybody that's in a insurance billing and reimbursable clinic, just use Doxy. That's that cheaper version. Super easy, right? The thing that I would highly suggest as a next step is have some sort of scheduling that's available online that keeps you sort of out of the equation. You have different scheduling platforms. There is a busload of them. So if you just simply type in like a scheduling platform, HIPAA compliant, you're going to find just loads of them. Just type that into Google. I think Acuity Scheduling is one. I believe there's a few more. I think even Google Calendar, you can make that HIPAA compliant if you're using a G Suite account. That works as well. And that can help you kind of step back and step out of the limelight to where you're going to be busy seeing telehealth patients, right? This is why you're listening to this right now, is because you're interested in telehealth, because you are trying to either save your practice or be ahead of the curve for next week, right? Because who knows what's going to happen next week. The CDC just put out that information and suggested that, you know, no more than 50 people, which I heard that last night and I was like, oh boy, like I thought we were leveling off with this thing. Doesn't seem to be. So if you're listening to this right now and you're trying to make things as easy on yourself as possible, realize that technology is your buddy, but you just got to put some things together properly. If you already have a scheduling system in your EMR that somehow can be seen online, where a patient can pick a therapist in a day and a time and set that up automatically, perfect. But like I said, something simple and easy that if you are in the HIPAA compliant route and the realm that you need is something that's going to be, you know, hopefully insurance reimbursable and your clinic is insurance reimbursable, don't try and recomplicate things. Don't try and reinvent the wheel. Just basically grab a scheduling system like Acuity, use Doxy, and just pitch that to your patients, okay? And you say, pick a day and time. Here's my schedule. Here's the openings I have. Pick a day and time. We're going to do telehealth. And then what I also suggest, the third thing, so you've got your live video platform, you've got an easy automatic scheduling system. Third thing that I suggest is, of course, camera, microphone. You need a high-speed internet connection. You've got to have that. And what I suggest all the time is please make sure that your household or wherever you're coming from with your internet connection, you do not have anybody in the background using Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, any of those streaming services. Those will request priority over your live video interaction. That means that the visit will be choppy and the audio will be really kind of cut in and out a lot. And it won't be a good experience for the patient or you. You'll be frustrated. You're going to sit there and go, what? I didn't hear you. What? And the patient's going to do that too. After about 2 or 3 minutes of it, you're just sitting there going, I wish this whole thing would go away and I could just see this person in person. But we're not there yet. So listen to me closely. Please make sure you don't have streaming services on and your patients don't have streaming services on. That's huge. Right now with everybody staying home because the kids are home from school, you've got to preface that before you hop on a live call. Good. Make sure they do not have a streaming service running in the background. Not even a little one. Make sure that they're not like, oh, well, it's just one on the iPad and all the kids are hovered around it. No, don't. It's going to ruin your experience. Okay. Let's see. What do we want to go over? Live video scheduling. Make sure nobody's on streaming service in the background. I mean, the best thing that you can do is literally you have to explore this. If you have time to practice with family and friends, practice with colleagues, See if you can hop on a Zoom call or a Doxy call together so that you can kind of grasp the bells and whistles of the software. There's really not that many that you're going to need to know about. But for this, for an example, right? I've got a mute button. I've got a stop video, start video button. And this is on Zoom. I've got a button where I can record myself. I could record this interaction. That's the other thing. If you are going to try and record a visit with a patient, you have got to get consent. That's just telehealth and treatment in general. You've got to get consent from the patient to do a telehealth visit so that they know that they have the option of, let's say, coming in the clinic. And if they can't come in the clinic, make sure that they know they have the option of using telehealth for a video interaction. There's lots of examples that you can look at for people with like telehealth consent forms. Share it, look inside the telehealth physical therapy providers group. You're going to find tons of examples of those. Grab that, carbon copy it, make sure that it's got your name and not another clinic's name. Do your due diligence, search a little bit, look into things. I can't spoon feed you everything, but I'm giving you the highlights so that you at least have something to grasp through a short little podcast like this. But you've got to get consent, right? If you're planning on recording this and the patient wants you to record it, one thing that I always suggest is emailing the patient whenever they have signed up for a date and time. You send them that welcome email. You give them, my idea is always to give them a link to what to expect, a little video kind of telling them what to expect, what to wear, not to have a streaming service going in the background. And you also want to make sure that they know how the platform works, like Zoom and Doxy. There's some good walkthroughs that patients can just watch, like a 1 minute video, and they'll know all the ways that this platform and software works. Zoom, you have to, for the best experience, you have to download the app on your computer or your smartphone. You can go with Zoom through the browser, but it's a little clunky. Sometimes it doesn't work right off, and sometimes they hide where to actually click to get the browser version of Zoom. So just, you know, give them a link and say, if you got a PC, click here. And it's a link to Zoom to download that. If you got a Mac, click here and they'll download it and have it all ready to go. The other thing that I tell patients in that welcome email is simply, if you want me to record our session, we can do that. It's totally acceptable. What I need you to do is I need you to email, said email, BillyJoe@mytherapyclinic.com, right? Email me that you would like this recorded. Say in the body of the email, I would like you to record our session on such and such date and time. Okay. That way you've got one written confirmation that the patient wants it recorded. Now you get that, and then the patient shows up, you're not recording yet. Okay. You ask the patient before you hit record, is it still okay that we're going to be recording this? And if the patient says, yes, absolutely, it's totally fine, you're giving them another chance to say no. This is very, very important. Okay. Not a lot of people talk about this. Even the experts that tout that they're an expert in physical therapy for telehealth, they don't talk about this, but you've got to. It's available. Make sure that you offer it. So get it in email, writing, right? Get it verbally before you start recording, and then tell them after they say, yeah, I'm totally good with recording this, hit the record button and tell them before you hit that record button, I'm going to ask you this again so that we can have it on the video, just in case. That way you've got it three times, okay? And this is just basic CYA wiretapping. You do not want to be in that camp, okay? If you think HIPAA is bad, wiretapping, not good at all. You can't get around that one, right? You know, HIPAA violations, there's no HIPAA police to jump out of a bush and go, ha, we got you, and they arrest you. They're just basically going to tell you, don't do it that way. Do it this way. If they see you're trying and you're implementing best practices, you don't need to be scared of telehealth. Just know that everything that I've just talked to you about, it includes a lot of things about privacy and to help the patient, right? So after that, the patient said, okay, three times, you're recording, you're doing the visit. After you're all done and you wrap it up, you let the patient know, I'm going to email you a couple of different files. I'm going to email you one, a file with the link inside. And the number two, I'm going to email you the password to get into that file with the link inside. So it's kind of like a credit card with a PIN code. You get a credit card in the mail, and then a day or two later, you're going to get a PIN code for that credit card in the mail, right? It makes sure that if one piece of mail or one email is compromised, it doesn't specifically allow all the information in the patient's video to be seen because you're doing it separately. So keep that in mind. That's another little tip and trick. All right. I think that should probably be enough to get people started. The thing that I wanted to do, and I know this is a long one for a PT on Ice daily show. I know it, but it's super important right now that people know at least a starting point, right? People are seriously looking at losing their clinics. Your clinic is your baby. And so anything you can do to save your clinic, and believe me, we've seen in the telehealth physical therapy providers group right now, I'm sleeping like 2-3 hours a night. Last night went to bed almost 5, I guess, popped awake at 8, grabbed a whole bunch of coffee, ran up here and we're going, right? I'm going to be doing this for at least another few weeks because I'm trying to get as many people in as I can. The last 4 or 5 days, we've had almost 1,000 new members join. And so we're trying to field all those questions, take all the information, distill all those questions down. That is why I'm hopping on here saying, number one, insurance, it did not magically change overnight, okay? Make sure you keep that in mind. Medicare specifically, do not get yourself in trouble by trying to charge a telehealth visit for physical therapy for Medicare patients. Don't do that, please. Other insurances, make sure you do the legwork. You've got to get in there. You've got to really dig. You've got to call, write it down, verify again, and then practice the charge with a patient that is a great test case, okay? And then you got to do that for each insurance. And then the top things that I would highly suggest to get started, a HIPAA compliant version. You've got Zoom, $200, a little pricey. If you don't want that super pricey version, you've got Doxy.me. Doxy.me is $35 a month for the high quality version. It has a waiting room. It has a lot of great features like HD, live video streaming. It will adjust on the fly just the same. It has a little payment processor that can let you accept copays right there or just charges if you're a cash-based clinic. This is a great time for you because it's literally no change. You just plug in telehealth where you normally would an in-clinic visit. Yes, it's going to take a little bit of talking and convincing of the patient, but at the same time, you're going to be able to keep those contact points. That's the other part right now. If I ran a clinic and I was in a do or die scenario where it was get my patients either, you know, if I'm not going to actually be seeing them and I'm not going to get reimbursed, but I can at least have touch points with these patients, maybe I'm not going to get paid as much or paid at all. I tell you what, if you're going to invest the time in something, learning how to utilize telehealth and doing free visits with patients to keep them on board, just even see a whole free week of patients. And then while you're figuring things out, right, and you're figuring out your fee structure or how to keep in contact and how to keep in touch with your patients, that is going to be the best way to do it. Do not just throw in the towel and go, I'm done. My clinic's done. Do not give up, okay? We have to keep physical therapy clinics open. I know that there are people out there that are really, really running by the skin of their teeth, and they're sitting here on a Monday with their head in their hands going, how am I keeping the lights on? How am I doing this? Start by implementing telehealth and start by reaching out to patients this way. It's going to help you, okay? I hope this was beneficial for a lot of people. Like I said, I know it was 30 minutes. That is super outside the realm of normal PT on Ice daily shows, but this was a serious state of the union of telehealth physical therapy. We don't have any more spots for the May or the March 23rd. We do have spots for the May 25th. I don't expect those to last. Please listen to me. If you need that starting point and you are desperate, go to telehealthpt.com. Look for the everything you need pack and just use the coupon codes everything2, everything3, everything4, whatever it is. If that coupon ran out, use everything20, okay, in a week and a half from now if you're listening to this. Just use it. It's fine. Hop in there and do it, and that'll give you a starting point. And then we've got that group that is very – I'm steering that thing like crazy. I tried to back off a couple of weeks ago. And then this happened and I'm like, oh boy, there's no way I can step out of this because it started to turn into a little bit of a train wreck tornado there. So the telehealth physical therapy providers group is an excellent starting point to surround yourself with other like-minded PTs that are trying to get it started or other telehealth physical therapists and physical therapy assistants that have already got it started and going, and ask questions. I make sure there's no ego in there. If you've got an ego, you're getting the hell out. We don't allow that because it's not productive. So if you have questions, use it. That's going to be beneficial. And hopefully this will keep you going. If you've been sitting there with your head in your hands, I'm sorry. I know this is tough, but you can't just throw in the towel. You got to do something about it. So if you need to re-listen to it, do it. If you need to go to telehealthpt.com and get that info, do it. It's free. There's no reason not to. It gives you all the guidance on how to do it. And if you need other people to help you while you're doing that, go to the telehealth PT providers group. There's 5,800. I just said 5,600. I know we're going to get another 200-300 today. So when that's the case and you hit a stumbling block, jump in there, ask questions. Don't have an ego about it. Just hop in there and learn. Okay. And you'll benefit from it. Keep yourself going. It's rough out there. I know, but we're trying to help as much as we can. That's what ICE is all about. That's why I'm here doing this Monday. This was direct order from Jeff Moore and Alan. So they said, Rob, get on there and you help people Monday morning. I was like, yep, I'm on it. All right. So if anything comes up, I just told you how to reach us. And thanks again for watching the PT on Ice Daily Show. I know this was a more serious topic, but hopefully this is something that you can implement and get going and save yourself. Good. Take care, everybody. Have a good day.